Colder temperatures will be pushing through the northern plains, upper Midwest, and even our neighbors to the north in Canada over the next couple of days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect a lot of wind to come and go as we go forward through the next two or three days, and we'll likely see some brief periods of light precipitation as well. Unfortunately, some of that will come as snow, but the wind is going to be blowing that snow around so greatly that it's unlikely to accumulate in a significant manner. We will also see a little bit of rain once in a while, but none of this precipitation is going to be very great. The first opportunity for precipitation already has begun across portions of the region near the Canada border this morning. It's not very meaningful moisture, and just trace amounts. We've already got some winds gusting upwards to 20 and 30 miles per hour near the Canada border down into the interior portions of eastern North Dakota. Some light rain and drizzle being reported in west central Minnesota, down into northeastern South Dakota, and most of that precipitation has not been more than a few hundredths of an inch. And that will be the case during the course of the day today. We do expect additional precipitation to occur as spits and spats, nothing organized. A little bit later, overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow, a more significant low-pressure system with much colder air coming in behind it will debut across the region. When we go through the night tonight, we'll see light snow beginning to develop across parts of central North Dakota, and rain and snow both will evolve before dawn tomorrow in eastern and central parts of South Dakota. As we go forward through the afternoon on Saturday, we expect the winds to increase out of the north. We'll likely see the precipitation change over to mostly snow, and it will come to an end as we go from Saturday night into Sunday morning. The strongest wind speeds are probably going to occur late in the afternoon on Saturday, and more likely Saturday night into Sunday morning, and those gusts will get into the range of 35 to possibly as high as 45 miles per hour. A lot of cold coming in with it. The wind chill factor is likely to drop down rather notably, getting close to zero or slightly below it. In fact, we are going to see our nighttime temperatures getting extremely chilly across the region. Some of the lows tomorrow morning won't be too bad at all across the area, at least relative to what it should be this time of the year. We'll see some 20s, maybe even some upper teens near the Canada border. But we'll likely see that change as we get into Sunday morning with single digits and teens common across the region. And Monday, probably the same, mostly teens though. And we'll look for a warming trend to occur as we go into next week. Our afternoon temperatures on Saturday will likely slip lower through the day. We'll expect to see the highs on Sunday in the upper 20s and 30s. And Monday will be mostly in the 30s with some 40s out to the west. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.